Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays starting at 6 for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
It wasn't always pretty, but pretty wasn't the assignment. A victory, and the first victory on the road against the New York Giants, that was the assignment, and the Chiefs did it, 22-9. Let's go out live to MetLife right now to chat with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Mitch, not only did the Chiefs get their first win on the road, that means you got your first win in the booth there for a Chiefs road game in New York. Not exactly the way you draw it up, but I'll take a victory because we all needed one of those tonight.
No, and every time we've been here, it's been some kind of bizarre circumstance. It's never been like this feels like a regular game. It always feels like something crazy happens. This was kind of that feeling tonight. But the most encouraging sign to me, there were big plays made. Big plays made, including the first two takeaways of the year. Christian Roland Wallace, his interception on the third offensive series for the Giants, and then playing center field on a deep ball. But then the biggest play of the night to me was the interception by Jalen Watson against Malik Nabers, who is an elite second-year receiver. We know how good he is. Third in NFL in his first 18 games, a number of catches. But the fact that the Chiefs held Malik Nabers to two catches for 13 yards and that interception by Jalen Watson, and then that set up a crazy sequence where the Chiefs get a 52-yard defensive pass interference penalty on Drew Phillips. So you go from being down by a touchdown to actually being up by a field goal and then getting the ball to start the third quarter, you actually get a touchdown and then change the game. So the play that, to me, Jalen Watson's interception against Nabers was by and large the play of the game.
And it's two really, really good weeks in a row from the defense. Obviously, the Eagles are in a better spot talent-wise. But like you mentioned, I mean, this is a Giants team that put up a 40-burger in a loss last week to the Cowboys. And Malik Nabers, like you said, you don't use the word elite lightly, but that's what he has been. Wandale Robinson was in on all that last week. And the Chiefs secondary completely stood up to that test tonight.
Yeah, and Russ Wilson, I mean, he had the six passing plays of 20 yards or more last week. From that standpoint, it was excellent for the defense. And those are, again, some big-time plays. Now, the penalties were troublesome on the defensive side. It got super clunky there at the end of the second quarter. Personal foul on a late hit on the quarterback by Karlaftis. A defensive hold on Chris Jones. Illegal contact. Punt interference for 15 yards. But the Chiefs overcame all that. And then offensively, Tyquan Thornton becomes the discussion. To have the 34-yard touchdown, we think it's a touchdown. Watch the replay. Yep. NFL officials go, no, not a touchdown. So you're thinking, wow, that's rough. Maybe get a field goal. You come right back at the same point of the field in almost the same play and get a 33-yard gain to the one. And then that just took the game from basically put it out of hand when Kareem Hunt got the touchdown.
And I think it's hard to overstate not only how important Thornton's been without Xavier Worthy out there, but in that sequence, you've got to have some resilience. I mean, the guy that Thornton reminds me a little bit of in this Chiefs offense is some of the best of Marquez Valdez-Scantling when he was able to take some of those deep shots downfield and haul them in. But we know how hard it is to be a receiver that is put in that position where you might not get a target for an hour of game time, and then ultimately you get a chance after chance, and Patrick Mahomes just kept firing.
Well, Tyquan Thornton may have it over MVS a little bit because he doesn't have to catch backpedaling
to catch
the football. And he had his hands out with the defender draped all over him. But I thought Matt McMullen, our senior team reporter for the Chiefs, had a good point when we were in break. He does the spotting for me on the road. He said, at the least, when you get Rashee Rice back and you get Xavier Worthy back, hopefully as soon as next week, then all of a sudden Tyquan Thornton becomes almost a better version of Justin Watson.
Mm-hmm.
We forget how many great plays Justin Watson made in winning back-to-back Super Bowls. And he would show up, to your point now, Joshua, excellent point, because he would wait like the relief pitcher and then have to come in and get the, you know, strike out the side with the bases loaded. That's what Watson did. Now, if Tyquan Thornton becomes a deep threat in doing that, all of a sudden you now have a quality fourth or fifth receiver that can attack the back third of the field to go along with the guys you're missing right now. So what we're seeing develop in Thornton, and he's done it now consistently. This isn't one flash and then we don't see him again for a month. He's now done this for the better part of three games to start his Chiefs part of his career after being a high draft pick of the New England Patriots in 2022.
Mitch, it's going to be a whole lot of fun next week. Another huge game on the horizon, but it's more exciting to look ahead to that now off a win. Very glad to not be 0-3. Get back to Arrowhead safely, and we'll do this again next weekend.
The numbers are crazy to go to 0-3. No team has ever won the Super Bowl 0-3. Four teams have won the Super Bowl at 1-2. Okay? And the latest being the 2018 Patriots. So let's don't get ahead of ourselves. A quality team coming in that's, you talk about 40 burgers.
Yeah.
That's what Baltimore's putting up every week. So, big challenge, but they play tomorrow night. But a win here, take it and run and go to 1-2 and try to even it up next week.
It's the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Appreciate your time, Mitch. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joshua.
I got to correct myself. I did give the Giants credit for the 40-burger last week. 40 would have tied it, and that was what the Cowboys needed to beat them in overtime. But 37 points from the Giants last weekend, tonight held to 9 by this Chiefs defense. And look, we just talked about what I think to me is the stat of the game, and I'm going to say it again. It's brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. That's Graybar. Malik Nabers, 2-for-13 on 7 targets. He wasn't a huge part of the game, especially in the first half. Then you have a few more of those targets later. The Jalen Watson interception, that pass breakup where Brian Cook and Nabers both got hurt, both returned later on. Just a remarkably impressive job for the entire back half of the defense, limiting the Giants' passing game after they had so many fireworks last week. Speaking of Jalen Watson, we can go hear from him right now on the field as Josh Klingler chats with Chiefs cornerback Jalen Watson.
All right, with Jalen Watson, massive interception tonight. Take me through the turnover. I know you guys have been trying to get more and more turnovers. What was the key to getting the ball turned over tonight?
Yeah, I just trust my eyes. You know, they got a great receiving core. We respect Russ a lot. We know they like to, throw the ball deep. They trust in their receivers, and I was just in a good spot, made a play on it.
They obviously put up big yards in the passing game last week. I'm sure that drew your attention tonight. What was the keys in slowing their passing game down as much as possible?
Just play together, have good technique, make sure we don't have any, busted coverages, communicate pre-snap and post-snap.
The play you made on Nabers, he had only 2 catches after his week last week. What does that say for this defense? You guys were able to really contain a guy of his magnitude, leading receiver in the NFL last week.
Yeah, it's just a gritty group. We play together. We play fast. And defense, everything works together. The pass rush did a great job tonight, so we didn't have to cover for that long, and we just played together and it all worked out.
It wasn't the fastest start tonight, but I know hearing some guys coming out of the halftime locker room talking about energy. What was halftime like, and what was the jolt that needed to happen in the second?
Yeah, we just know if we play with great energy and play together, we're a very hard team to beat. Just getting back to the old us, and it felt good. It's a good way to go into next week for Baltimore.
I know there wasn't probably pressure, but did 0-2 wear on you a little bit, even for a week?
No. I've been here a long time now, and we've had these tough losses. And just how you prevail, and each week is an important game. That's how we look at it here. Each week is our Super Bowl. We know we're going to get each team's best just because of our recent success. So we just go in each week ready, and that's the biggest game of the year.
Congratulations on win number one. Let's go get a few more.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's Jalen Watson. Joshua, back to you.
Thank you, Kling, right after the game, right on the field, and a lot more to break down as we go. We hear from more players, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and spend a little bit of time exhaling here as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the New York Giants 22-9. They move to 1-2 on the season, get their first win on the road against the Giants. Give us plenty to talk about right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Welcome back into our post-game coverage right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. I'm Joshua Briscoe. Let's take a look at the NFL brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated, stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey. Not a lot of intrigue in one of the AFC West games earlier today as the Las Vegas Raiders went on the road to the Washington Commanders and got pretty thoroughly mollywopped 41-24. Vegas falls to 1-2. But the biggest game in the division, it was a showdown between the Broncos and Chargers in Los Angeles, and it was a close one all the way until the final moments. Then, tied at 20-20, Cameron Dicker took the field.
Snap good, hold good, kick is good! Cam Dicker, the kicker, secures victory as the Chargers start the season 3-0.
All divisional wins for Los Angeles. Chargers win and take a stranglehold of the AFC West. That's Matt Money Smith and Daniel Jeremiah on KFI AM 640. Meanwhile, in Jets-Bucks, this whole league was filled with special teams miscues and fireworks all day today, but this game may be more than the rest. The Jets blocked a field goal and returned it for a touchdown to bring the game back into question, and then the Bucks marched back down and took a final shot of their own.
Snap is down. Kick is on the way. Kick is good. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3-0 for the first time since 2005.
2005. How about that for the Bucs? Baker Mayfield and the crew. That's Gene Dekaroff and Dave Moore of the Buccaneers Radio Network. Big win for the Buccaneers. Meanwhile, the team the Chiefs faced last week, I'm going to be honest, I was rooting for the Los Angeles Rams as they took on the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Rams lined up to kick the game-winning field goal.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, game over!
Game over, and the final score gets inflated, 33-26, Eagles win, but the Rams are really in the lead and probably should have won that game on a variety of levels. Surely we're almost done with the walk-off game winners, right? Wrong, because the Cleveland Browns hosted the Green Bay Packers flying high. Green Bay was 2-0. They were 2-0. They are undefeated no more.
Paul Jorquez kneels at the 45. 2 seconds left. Snap is back. Kick is up. And the kick is right down the middle. And it's gone. Wait, there's a flag. It's gone. Andre Smith nailed it. Green Bay's throwing a helmet.
It's not Green Bay. It's not Green Bay.
The Browns have beat the Green Bay Packers.
That's Andrew Siciliano on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. As you heard, the flag was not on Cleveland, and Joe Flacco's Browns get the win, one of the big upsets of a day that had several of them. Meanwhile, in the NFC West, another game that came down to the absolute wire, the San Francisco 49ers are shorthanded, dealing with so many injuries, starting at the top with Brock Purdy. But they were hosting the Arizona Cardinals, and the Niners, who have been weathering kicking problems for what feels like the last several years, maybe they finally got their guy.
This will be a 35-yard try for Pinheiro. It's down. The kick is on the way. And it is good! Eddie Pinheiro wins it for the 49ers.
That's Tim Ryan on 810 AM KSFO. The Niners get the win. They rise to 3-0. Really a bunch of absolute barn burners and a couple of snoozers later in the afternoon. The Bears and Caleb Williams took care of the Dallas Cowboys in Chicago 31-14. And the Seattle Seahawks dismantled the New Orleans Saints 44-13. How about Indiana Jones? Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts over the still winless Cam Ward-led Tennessee Titans, 41-20. The Colts did actually punt today, which was a change of the norms, but Indianapolis at the top of the AFC South. Speaking of the AFC South, by the way, the Jacksonville Jaguars are 2-1. That's not the most shocking thing in the world. They got the 2-1 by beating the Texans today, 17-10, dropping the Texans to 0-3. Aaron Rodgers' Pittsburgh Steelers got the 2-1 with a win over the New England Patriots, and the Joe Burrow-less Bengals were absolutely toothless against the Minnesota Vikings, a dominant performance from Carson Wentz's Minnesota Vikings, 48-10, Minnesota gets the win. We got a whole lot more to break down. We'll hear more interviews from the Chiefs locker room. We'll hear Dannon Hughes and Andy Reid. That's all coming up next right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Mitch Holthus joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30, 96.5, The Fan.
I gotta tell you, I don't mean to be selfish, but I'm glad the Chiefs won this game. Including the preseason, it had been five consecutive losing efforts talking about the Chiefs in the Chiefs Radio Network post-game show. I'm Joshua Briscoe, and I don't have to resign in disgrace. I offered earlier this week, but all is well as the Chiefs get it done against the New York Giants, 22-9. Again, it wasn't always pretty, but it was a relatively controlling performance as the Chiefs kept the Giants at arm's length. One of the biggest plays in this game was the first turnover created of this young Chiefs season by former corner, slot defensive back, now safety, do-it-all Swiss Army knife defensive back, Chris Roland Wallace. Right after the game went final, our guy Josh Klingler caught up with CRW.
All right, well, you get the honor of first turnover of the year. I know this is something you guys were trying to just get going, and hopefully that becomes a little bit contagious, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's something that we shoot for. I'm glad we got it, and then everything else after that, just the gates open. Jay Watt, he ended up getting one. Yeah.
This was an offense that put up, 450 passing yards last week, two big-time receivers. What kind of challenge did that present tonight?
Every week we go in with a faceless opponent, so we go in and do what it is that we asked to do. So yeah.
This group's been through a lot. Did you sense at all that 0-2 was weighing on anybody?
Regardless of the result, I know we got a great group of guys that's leading us, and that's in the locker room. So as long as we take care of, what it is that we need to take care of, everything else will, handle itself.
A bunch of fourth down stops again tonight, too. What's the mentality it takes to be there for those four downs and come up with those big plays?
It's critical, those situations. So I'm glad that we was able to seize the moment and get off the field.
Looked like a little bit of a slow start, but then it picked up in the second half. Certainly energy was something that I heard guys talking about coming out of the second half. Was that the key to kind of just get everybody going in the second half?
There's no doubt in my mind whether the guys come in every day and bring energy. That's just who we are. So, again, everything else to take care of itself as long as we do what it is that we need to do.
All right, back to Arrowhead, another big one. They're all big, right? I mean, you feel that every week that you get everybody's best shot, and it's always a big-time opponent?
Nah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, congratulations on the win and the interception, first pick of the year.
Nah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Chris Roland Wallace. Joshua, back to you.
Appreciate it, Josh. Yeah, they're all big games when you're the Chiefs. You talk about it being everybody else's Super Bowl and always having that target on your back. I'm just going to spend a little more time here talking about what the Chiefs defensive backs did today, because I will remind you what happened last week against the Dallas Cowboys. Again, the Cowboys beat the Giants 40-37 in overtime last week. Malik Nabers went 9 for 167 and 2 touchdowns. His longest reception was 48 yards. He averaged almost 19 yards per catch. Wandale Robinson went 8 for 142 and a touchdown, averaging almost 18 per, including a 50-yard long. Darius Slayton had a 52-yarder of his own. That wasn't even a touchdown. That was just his longest reception of the game. That's what the Giants were doing, pushing the ball downfield. Russell gets rid of the ball relatively quickly most of the time, but they are pushing the ball downfield against the Cowboys. And you could see in the game today here that Russell Wilson was still kind of dancing and searching, looking downfield for an opportunity to take one of those deep shots. Just never came. Jalen Watson's interception on Malik Nabers was huge. That Brian Cook, Malik Nabers collision and everything that happened in the other end zone, a huge pass breakup there. So when last week Malik Nabers goes for 167, this week he goes for 13. When Wandale Robinson goes for 142 last week, tonight, 1 for 26. Not 126, one catch for 26 yards. Darius Slayton, 4 for 30. The leading wide receiver, Cam Scatabo, was 6 for 61 as a pass catcher for the Giants. And he also, of course, led them in rushing with 10 carries for 60 yards there. But all in all, again, two really, really strong efforts in a row from the Chiefs defense that just struggled against the Chargers back in week one. Now, obviously, you get the Baltimore Ravens. You have a really good offense coming to town with a lot of weapons. More similar to the Eagles in terms of what they have to work with offensively. But I'll take no excuses, no couching it. I'll take whatever you can give me in terms of getting a victory to stop that skid that starts the team 0-2 to begin this new season. It feels like a breath of fresh air. It feels like it here at the studio. I imagine it feels like it in the Chiefs locker room. I imagine that's how it feels to anybody within the sound of my voice right now who's wearing red and gold. What a relief for the Chiefs to handle their business against the Giants, for the defense to do it in relatively dominant fashion. And I have to imagine that good old head coach Andy Reid is also very, very glad to get this team its first win of the season. Let's hear from Andy Reid right now in his exclusive conversation with Dan and Hughes.
Here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, wins are tough. Well, I've always heard you say that. How big is it to get the first one?
Yeah, it's tough, especially when you're 0-2. You know, it's always good to get the first one. This league, there's so much parity. You saw today we had an opportunity to, you know, see all the stuff going on today, but every win's a battle. Brian's done a nice job with that team. Mm-hmm. He's got some young guys. That defensive front is for real. And they've got a young quarterback there along with Russell, you know, so they're in pretty good hands. And Brian's a good coach, and he's got a good coaching staff. So, but my hat goes off to my guys for hanging together. That second quarter was hard to watch. Mm-hmm. But the guys, you know, they rallied around it, came out and played a better second half.
You talk about guys rallying together. What comes to mind for me first is the defense. It caused a couple of turnovers, first two turnovers of the season. And then you have some unsung heroes making some big plays out there. How huge is it to hold this team in the NFL to just 9 points?
Yeah, it's tough to hold anybody, especially with a veteran quarterback and good receivers. That's a tough thing to do. We've been playing great defense. Mm-hmm. And the last couple of weeks, it's a challenge. And bringing it. The guys up front, it starts with them. Mm-hmm. And then it works its way through. But everybody had some big plays on the defense side. It was good to see the Greek get a sack there in the fourth quarter. So he had been working hard for that.
And offensively, a lot was made about Patrick leading the team in rushing in multiple games. But this game, you had 10 rushes between each Isaiah and Kareem, and the rushing attack seemed to be on point. And some young talent, Tyquan Thornton, leading the team in receiving. I mean, it seemed like the guys were stepping up when they needed to.
Yeah, no, Tyquan did a nice job, both backs. And, you know, my hat goes off to Pacheco because he's from here. Mm-hmm. So it's a special deal for him. I think he had over 4 yards per carry, 4.5 yards, whatever it was. So he was on a mission there and really did well. And that starts again with the offensive line. But those guys up front were doing a good job with what I think is one of the better defensive lines in this league. So Bolton was another one that had a ton of tackles, man. Mm-hmm. He was on fire on the defensive side, he's the leader of that bunch, and so a shout out to him. And then you mentioned the two picks were great.
All right, thanks for your time, Coach.
Lots of good stuff to build around there, as we've already heard from Jalen Watson, Chris Roland Wallace, and now Andy Reid. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. A lot of things there that Andy Reid mentioned. Also, just the incredible moments from Tyquan Thornton. The touchdown, the near touchdown, the touchdown that wasn't. It leads the team in receiving, 5 receptions, 71 yards, and a touchdown for Tyquan Thornton. You're going to hear him in our offensive play of the game, brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915.
City Mahomes barks out an audible. He brings Kareem Hunt in motion to him. Now he pump fakes right, throws for the end zone, and the pass is caught! Tyquan Thornton, touchdown! Kansas City, Tyquan Thornton with the TD! On a 5-yard throw by Mahomes, and he threads the needle for the first Chiefs touchdown of the game.
When we come back, we'll keep breaking down the highlights of the Chiefs' first win of the 2025 season, plus keep hearing from more players. We'll eventually hear Patrick Mahomes live from the podium. All that coming up next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Dan and Hughes joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into the Chiefs Radio Network post-game show. Chiefs victorious 22-9. We'll keep bringing you interviews from the stadium, and our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app and let's play. We also will get to our rookie report here in just a moment. One guy that we didn't get a whole big debut from, no stats on the stat sheet, haven't seen the snap counts yet, but rookie wide receiver Jalen Royals was active, he was on the sidelines, may have taken the field at some point, did not get a target, did not get involved offensively, been dealing with a knee issue that kept him out for the Chiefs' first two games, but Royals was active tonight, just didn't really get involved. The more fun side of our rookie report, though, will come from running back Rashard Smith. We'll hear from him momentarily as the rookie report is brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. Let's go ahead. You know what? Actually, we're going to hear from Rashard Smith later on today. We're going to hear from Rashard Smith later in the show. But right now, we are waiting to see Patrick Mahomes take the podium out there at MetLife in New Jersey. So we'll hear from the quarterback here momentarily. Mahomes today went 22 of 37 for 224 yards and that touchdown you heard just moments ago. Also, nice to know he didn't lead the team in rushing, but he's out there right now. Let's go live to New Jersey. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes live at the podium.
The pass on the field and with the review, I got to talk it over with the guys on the sideline, and we thought they might play a man coverage, and we had a good play that we got to, and it was just about buying time, you know, with that defensive line, and so I wish I could have got it a little bit further and made an easier catch, but a tremendous catch by him on that right there, and then securing it and getting us to the one so we can score a touchdown.
So you were always going, that was your first read on that play?
It's a kind of a dual read where it's kind of a man versus zone type read. And so having the man coverage, we had a play where it was kind of you run towards the post and then back out. And he did a good job of winning. Obviously, I was rolling the other way, so it was a little further throw. But just giving him a chance to make a play and a guy making a play.
When you went to the sideline, you're intending that it's going to be to Tyquan specifically?
I like the play just in general. So just knowing that they probably could play man, that was a good big matchup alert. And so going over there talking with Nags and Coach Girardi and Coach Reed and saying, like, if it's man, go there. If it's zone, we have another place we can get to. And then all else fails, you throw the ball short, get some more yards so we can kick a field goal. And so having that time, we were all on the same page and we were able to go out there and execute.
Like, you guys were in a better rhythm in the second half, I guess. What can you say that maybe was different from the first half to the second?
We just executed better. I mean, I think the first few drives, I mean, we drove the ball really well down the football field. We just had mistakes and penalties and, I mean, alignment stuff, stuff that we're going to have to clean up for sure. But I feel like we were moving the ball the right way, kind of struggled there at the end of that second quarter, but was able to get points at the end. But it was just finishing the drives. And I think that's something that's important in this league is getting touchdowns, not field goals. And when you score touchdowns, it looks a lot better than when you're kicking long field goals.
Getting field goals instead of touchdowns, what does it say about your defensive performance to kind of keep things at bay?
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing great these last 2 weeks. They've played winning football, and for us, we got to clean stuff up and get better and better. And but they're playing good. They're playing tight coverage. They're playing. They're rushing. They're blitzing. They're doing all type of different stuff that you're supposed to do as a winning defense. And so for us, if they can continue to do that and we can clean stuff up, we'll win a lot of football games.
Patrick, coach said that the second quarter is kind of ugly, hard to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was it? What was it like out there? Just trying to find your way through, get anything done. You had a couple of weird passes that kind of got behind the line.
Yeah, I kept throwing the ball backwards. That's not good. So just letting the rush get to me a little bit, and then trying to just kind of throw without looking to see if the guy's actually in the spot that we got to get to. And so obviously did it once. I knew immediately it was backwards. You could tell I'm running to go recover the ball, even though they had blown the whistle. And then secondly, did it again, and it's like, I don't think I've done it maybe ever in my career, so to do it twice in kind of a short span like that. But I will say it was a great tackle. I'll prop myself. That was a big time tackle. So I'm not going to try to do that again. But that was we'll throw the ball forward from now on.
There was a spot on that we saw on TV. The coach talked about it with Travis over on the sideline. You guys get emotional about these mm-hmm. things. What was Travis like out there in the huddles and all that?
I mean, he's Travis. I mean, he's just normal Travis. I mean, he's a guy that loves it. You know, he loves it. He's passionate about it, and that's what's made him so great. And so I have not seen what y'all are talking about, but I know Coach Reed loves it. I know Travis loves it. And I know they love each other, and that's what you want out of the greats.
On the first touchdown pass, it seemed like maybe Tyquan wasn't your first option. Mm-hmm. Just does that play a culmination of the trust –
you sort of developed in him to see sort of on that back shoulder to see that he's open?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just knowing kind of the coverage, I think that was a good job by him. I mean, knowing that we were trying to kind of get something to Juju or Travis out in the flat, and then kind of having a spot up route for Juju, and how their double guy, kind of like last week with the Eagles, double guy ran to get to Travis and get out of the way. It puts Tyquan in a one-on-one situation there at the back side, and he did a good job getting open and then being in the right spot. So when I turn to get to that third progression, he's right in my vision. I can make the throw.
That play that you made on Okereke, that was a huge play. I mean, it saved 7 points. Mm-hmm. What kind of impact do you think that had on the game?
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge play. I mean, it was fixing my own mistake. I mean, like, you don't want to it's hard to take credit for it because you are the reason that it happened. But obviously a big moment because he's about to pick that ball up. I can see his eyes get big, like he's about to score a touchdown. And that's what you got to finish in this game. You got to compete. You got to love the game. And whenever you make a mistake, you got to still leave it all on the line. And we were able to get that ball back, and the defense got a huge stop for us there at the end of the half. And then we were able to get 3 points. So definitely a momentum swing and making a bad play not as bad.
Patrick, you hit Tyquan earlier on that drive on like a 3rd and 8, I think it was. But were you targeting him or? Cause
he no, was the same. I was throwing it to Hollywood, who was open, but. And Tyquan was running the post, and he got, I think, a little jammed up at the line of scrimmage. And I saw Hollywood, but I also saw Dexter Lawrence. So I was trying to throw it to a spot, and I heard the crowd kind of reacting that bad way. And then I looked up, and the guy that I wasn't throwing to caught it. So I was just like, let's go.
And then just the other thing, that first drive of the second half, it looked like you guys were as sharp as you've been. What went into that? I mean, was it some kind of reboot at halftime in some way?
Yeah, I mean, we talked at halftime. I think more than anything, guys were just – we wanted to execute. You know, like, at the end of the day, it's all about execution in this league. And when you make one mistake, it can really hurt your drive. Defenses are good, and they do a good job of capitalizing on that. And so we had a couple drives early in the game that we drove down the field, and we pushed ourselves back and had to kick long field goals. And so for us, just executing all the way throughout a drive and seeing that, I mean, that's what we want to be, and we have to continue to do that more often. No, but he would come in, like, you know, you get in those practices sometimes and guys are a little banged up at the end of the season. He'd kind of come in and run some of those deeper routes. And I would throw to him a couple times last year just to see, like, what he had. And you could see that he had juice. And now just getting into OTAs and then into training camp, he was one of those guys that was down there with me working in Texas. And so I knew he was going to be a good football player, but he's even exceeding my expectations. And so he's stepping up whenever the opportunity has been provided for him.
That's Patrick Mahomes live from MetLife in New Jersey, live right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. You heard Mahomes have some pride in that tackle that he made, the punch out. He's right. That was big time. It, unfortunately for him, is not our Big Beef Defensive Play of the Game, presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
And Russell Wilson's going deep middle right into the teeth of the defense. Intercepted. Christian Roland Wallace. The first takeaway of the year by Kansas City at midfield. And Roland Wallace is forced out of bounds in front of the Giant bench near midfield.
We'll take a timeout, come back, and hear from the head coach of the Chiefs, Brett Veach. That's the general manager. I knew that, and you knew that. We'll hear from Andy Reid, his press conference, post-game, next, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Patrick Mahomes joins CDOT Tuesdays at 3:10, right here on 96.5 The Fan. Now it's time to hear from the head coach. Live from the stadium, it's Andy Reid's post-game press conference. It's presented by GEHA. Do you have a game day tradition? GEHA wants to see it. Just tweet a photo or video using hashtag GEHA sweepstakes and tag and follow at GEHA Field. Learn more at GEHA Field's Twitter page.
Okay, really don't have any injuries. Brian Cook was okay at the end of it, so everybody else made it through all right. A good win to get, in particular when you haven't had one. So that was important to take a step forward. The second quarter was hard to watch there, but the third and fourth quarter, I thought our guys really came together and played well. I thought defensively we did some really good things with the turnovers the interceptions and turnovers. I thought Bolton with the 14 tackles did a heck of a job, and our third downs were incredible. So great pressure up front. It starts there. And then likewise on the offensive side, you know, Pat had some really good things he did out there, and the offensive line, I thought, did a heck of a job. I was probably most happy for Pacheco coming home and putting up a 4.5-yard per carry shot out there, which was good, and Kareem did some good things there, too. Thornton, great to get him involved in the game plan. I thought he played well. But again, it all starts up front. That defensive line, Brian's done a nice job as their and their personnel department of getting these defensive linemen. That's as good a defensive line as there is in this league. And then offensively, he's got some good things going. He's got Wilson there, which is a plus. And then you got a young quarterback behind him, which is also a plus. So the sky's the limit, and they've got good receivers. So it's a we looked at the tape. We looked at them playing Washington and barely squeaking. Washington barely squeaking out the win. We watched Dallas and where they really got after it in the Dallas game and played well. But again, this game is the margin between winning and losing is so small. So I know New York people are very passionate. So give Brian an opportunity, man. He's got a great personality for this sport and for you people here. So anyways, with that, time's yours.
What stands out most about Tyquan Thornton's catch there on third down late in the game?
Oh, both of them. Right, he had the one. I mean, we back to back. Pat went to him, and it was a nice job, you know, making the second one go there. So, and he's got, you know, he's showing some things. So that's he's a guy that I know Juju spoke highly of when he was at the Patriots. I mentioned Bill Belichick gave him big compliments, and he's come in here and done nothing but work hard. And so it was nice to see him getting an opportunity.
Andy, did Patrick, was that the call of the play that had you go right back to him on that second play, or was that Patrick's read all the way?
Yeah, it was Patrick, yeah.
He wasn't by your design.
Nags and I tag-teamed those things, so give Nags a credit on that.
And just to come out in the second half, it looked like some juice and execution that maybe you hadn't had.
Better together is what we did. Played better together. So we had too many mistakes. One thing here, one thing there. Some of that can be that you're just trying too hard at times, and then some dumb things can happen. And so you've got to really stay on top of that. And everything's about execution on the offensive side, but you got to have everybody doing it. You know, and then I've got to make sure I get them in the right position to be able to do those things. So it's a team effort, but everybody has to come together on that. And I thought they did, you know, they did a better job with it.
Late in the first half, when Patrick recovered that lateral and ripped the ball out of Okereke's hands, when a quarterback makes a play like that, what kind of impact does it have on the rest of the team?
Yeah, that was big. I mean, that was that's how he rolls. I mean, he's 100 miles an hour. You've seen the last couple of weeks what he's done when he's carried the ball, and when he saw it again tonight when he carried the ball. But those kind of things he does, it seems like every week he'll do something like that. And the guys know that he's all in. It's not like he's, you know, he's just throwing the ball back there. He's gonna do whatever it takes to come out on top of the game.
Andy, what the message were you trying to get across to Travis there first half?
Yeah, so I love Travis's passion, man. So I'm okay with that. We didn't have enough of it that second quarter. Well, you know, it wasn't where we needed to be. So within reason, you know, he knows when to back off the pedal and knows when to push it too. So that's part I love about him. I mean, the guy's all in. You know, just sometimes I have to be the policeman.
Was there a specific play that was bothering you, or was it more trying to get something out of him? Or?
No, he was all in. He was all in. Listen, he's an emotional guy. He's Irish.
Andy, sorry, related.
Just
related to that. I mean, it looked like you felt like maybe you were telling him to, I hate to put it this strongly, but to back off a little bit. Do you feel like you, within reason?
Don't make too much of it. I mean, he's a passionate guy, and I love that part. So I've been through a lot of things with him, so it's that's all part of it. I love that he loves to play the game. That's what I love. And it's an emotional game, so that's a, I'll take it.
Coach, when you're in that second quarter and it's just not working right, was halftime a welcome thing at that point, or was it hard to kind of dig out while it was going on?
No, we had the big PI towards the end there, right? And that was a good thing, so you end on a positive note. But at the same time, we need to tighten things up as far as making mistakes, getting the guys in the right position, and making sure we were doing the right things, giving them plays, and likewise them executing plays.
What do you think of just the secondary tonight, specifically the way
that they're? I love the interceptions, man. Turnovers are a beautiful thing. And then they've got good receivers. That number one is the real deal. He's as good as there is in this league. So for us to be able to put the clamps on him a little bit, that's not an easy chore. He's a heck of a football player.
That's Andy Reid's press conference right here on the Chiefs Radio Network, mentioning how the Chiefs put the clamps on Malik Nabers. They certainly did. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Plenty to be happy about on both sides of the ball. Really interesting to hear Andy Reid just so blatantly say, yeah, the second quarter was hard to watch. And I tend to agree. It was not a fun stretch of football, but the Chiefs put together enough, both on offense, defense, and even imperfectly on special teams, to get the win over the New York Giants. Who's our MVP of the game? He's presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit johndeere.com to learn more.
Backing up is Mahomes. Now launching long again on the left side. The pass is going to be caught at the one-yard line. An incredible catch by Tyquan Thornton. If you don't do it the first time for 34 and a touchdown, you do it the next time for 33 yards at the one-yard line.
A very impressive sequence and a very impressive day for Tyquan Thornton. 5 catches for 71 yards and a touchdown, and it might have felt like he scored more than he did, because he almost did once and then he almost did again. A really, really nice game for number 80 in your program. Number 1 in the stat sheet tonight, Tyquan Thornton is our player of the game.
The Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis airs Monday nights at 6 on 96.5 The Fan.
Second down and long. Wilson back in there. Pump faking. Won't escape this time. Chris Jones fights through and sacks him back at the 44-yard line.
When the Kansas City Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with a buy one, get one free Big Mac at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Chiefs 22, Giants 9. The Chiefs get their first win of the 2025 NFL season, and the Giants fall to 0-3. The first ever victory for the Kansas City Chiefs on the road against the New York Giants. A crazy stat that is now true no more. The Chiefs had one team left to cross off. They got the Giants on the road tonight, and that's good enough for me. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Mentioned earlier that Breshard Smith got involved a little bit. Wanted to see a little bit from Jalen Royals. Just going to be probably a slow burn for him getting involved into the mix. But Breshard Smith ended up with 2 carries for 13 yards on the ground tonight. Got a target through the air that he wasn't able to haul in. But Josh Klingler was able to haul in Breshard Smith in the locker room after the game. Here's Kling talking to the Chiefs rookie running back.
Well, what's it mean to get your first Chiefs win? I know this team wanted to get one real bad tonight. What's it mean to you to get NFL victory number one?
I feel like it's big. I feel great about it. Even if I didn't contribute, like I feel great, and I feel like we're just gonna keep on stacking week by week.
But you did contribute.
Yeah, for sure, yes, sir.
All right, what have you kind of learned in this offense? Looks like you have a lot of different skills that could come into play with this offense.
It's just like we're really talented all around the board. We got guys everywhere. We got backs, all different backs that can do everything. So I feel like just coming in and I feel like we're just versatile. We have a lot of guys that can just do different things. So.
Yeah, lining up out wide, that part of your game, wherever it takes you. And that end around play has been, that jet sweep's been a big staple of this Chiefs offense for a lot of years. What's that mean to get that look and the confidence to get that ball to you in that situation?
It felt great. I kind of knew I just use my speed, I can get around the edge. So that's just kind of using my gifted talent there.
A little bit of a slow start for everybody tonight, but it looked like you guys woke up after halftime. What was the difference?
We just know who we are. Like we're still the same team. We're a great team, man. I feel like it's just playing together. That's all it takes for us. Just play together, and just if one snap doesn't go good, just keep on going. And I feel like we did that today. So
you don't know other NFL teams. I don't really know other NFL teams, but this one doesn't seem to blink. Like, did you feel any stress of 0-2 in this locker room?
I mean, I am new to the Chiefs, so I kind of was like, you know, just I'm just going with the flow here. But, like, yeah, you can kind of feel it. Like, you know, guys are just trying to get everybody up. And I feel like we're doing great doing that. Everybody's up. Everybody has great energy. And that's why we're still rolling.
All right, let's get back home, get a win streak going.
Yes, thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Go Chiefs.
All right, that's Rashard Smith. Joshua, back to you.
Appreciate it, Josh. The energy levels are back up, and it's going to be a big one coming up next Sunday. I got good news for you. Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. Save big with promo code ChiefsRadio on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. You want to get out there for Chiefs Ravens? Obviously, look, this is not a great New York Giants team, and truly, I do not care right now. I care that the Chiefs got the victory, that we're not talking about them being 0-3. It wasn't dominant wire to wire. Clearly, they were the better team in the second half, especially, so I will take it. But it's going to be a really big test against the Baltimore Ravens, who you can tune into tomorrow night to see if the Detroit Lions can unveil anything in that Baltimore Ravens armor. Right now, though, they have been pretty good to start the year. Hey, Chiefs fans, you can also relive the team's historic journey to Super Bowl 59 during the 2024 season, as told through unprecedented access to players, coaches, and staff, as well as learning about the organization's humble beginnings under Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt. Stream The Kingdom now on ESPN and Disney+. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout, come back, and, it's time for the replay. Anything you may have missed? Don't worry, we've got it covered. There were some bonkers highlights in today's game. We'll bring those back to you next here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
You know the ending, you know the final score. Well, how did they get there? We'll tell you right now here on the Chiefs Radio Network. The Chiefs won the toss and deferred to the Giants, started with the ball. New York moved the ball on the ground pretty well in the Chiefs' territory, getting to 4th-and-3 from the Kansas City 28.
4th-down, 3 for the Giants at the Kansas City 28. Tyrone Tracy Jr., the running back, he shades to the far side of the field this time. Neighbors goes outside right. They throw it, and the pass is going to be knocked down. Incomplete! And the Chiefs hold on the first Giant drive of the game.
The pass was batted down at the line by a blitzing Nick Bolton, giving the Chiefs the ball back and stuffing a promising Giants drive. Then the Chiefs needed to move the chains on 3rd-and-3 to avoid a 3-and-out.
Motioning to the left is Kareem Hunt. Left side throw caught by Juju Smith-Schuster. Hands above his head. He pulls it into the number 9 on his jersey to the 42-yard line. And that's a gain of 7 and a first down with Juju Smith-Schuster on a little quick end cut.
A 19-yard gain to Noah Gray was wiped away by a Josh Simmons holding penalty trying to hold on to Brian Burns, but another pass to Juju moved the chains on the next play. On 3rd-and-2 at the Giants 39, Kareem Hunt got the first down. Then back-to-back incomplete targets to Travis Kelce led to 3rd-and-10 after a Giants timeout. A target to Hollywood Brown fell incomplete, leaving Harrison Butker to line up a 54-yard field goal.
This will be a field goal try of 55 yards by Harrison Butker. He's got 32 of these in his career. He gets a strong leg through it, and the kick is up, and the kick is good.
The Giants started another methodical drive, and little by little, they moved down. But then they got the stop on 3rd and 5. The Chiefs forced a Giants punt. Into the second quarter, a screen to Kareem Hunt gave the Chiefs a first down. Then the Chiefs lost a bunch of yardage after a Giants challenge overturned that pass lateral debate that we saw. The Chiefs picked up 11 on 2nd and 18 with the connection to Noah Gray. Then 5 more on a Giants penalty. Nico Remigio picked up 11 on the ground line of jet sweep. And then Patrick Mahomes went dancing.
Fake handoff by Mahomes. Dancing around the pocket. In trouble. Trying to get free. Does so. Wings it downfield. Caught. Juju Smith-Schuster at the 40. Down the numbers right. And down to the Giants 32-yard line. Mahomes, magic for sure.
A short run from Mahomes and then a smothered screen led the Chiefs to 3rd and 12. Mahomes ran for it, but an illegal formation call on Juwan Taylor erased the gain, and it was time for Butker again.
48-yard attempt by Butker, and this one is good. It will not hit the upright this time.
The Chiefs got the 6-0 lead with that kick, but the biggest play of the first half came with the Giants on offense. On 3rd and 7, Russell Wilson went for the deep ball.
And Russell Wilson's going deep middle right into the teeth of the defense. Intercepted. Christian Roland Wallace. The first takeaway of the year by Kansas City at midfield. And Roland Wallace is forced out of bounds in front of the Giant bench near midfield.
The offense went Pacheco, Thornton, Pacheco, Kelsey to get into the red zone, but an incompletion and a negative screen put him in 3rd and 12, and a fluttering target to Smith-Schuster put the Chiefs back into field goal mode again.
This is a 40-yarder from the near hash, trying to get points out of the turnover. The interception by Christian Roland Wallace. Snap is down and Butker's kick. It's to the right, and it is wide right. No good.
The game stays 6-0. Wasn't a great feeling at the time. The Giants started chugging along again, surviving 3rd and 8. But the Chiefs were getting off the field after a stop on 3rd and 9 with under 2 minutes remaining. But George Karlaftis was flagged for roughing the passer. On the next play, it was defensive holding on Chris Jones, and the Giants made the Chiefs pay for their mistakes.
Scatabo right up the gut at the 10, veering left, 5, stumbling, and into the end zone. Is he down at the 1? Nope, touchdown, New York Giants. Ham Scatabo running hard right up the middle. It's a 13-yard run and a touchdown for the Giants.
The Chiefs blocked the PAT with the punter taking the kick, so the game stayed 6-6 under 2 minutes remaining in the half. The Chiefs got the ball with 1:44 and all 3 timeouts, and it didn't go well.
Mahomes swings it. This is going to be a lateral. This is a lateral picked up by the Giants and got back. The Chiefs pick it back up at the 7. Patrick Mahomes got it. The second time in this game, the Chiefs have tried to throw a check down, but it's a lateral and not a forward pass, and Mahomes recovers at the 7-yard line.
I want you to sleep fine tonight, so don't think about what happens if Mahomes doesn't get that football back. Could have totally changed the direction of the game. The Giants used their timeouts. The Chiefs punted it back. A 15-yard fair catch interference penalty on Joshua Williams gave the Giants great field position. They started at the Kansas City 41. They got another 15 yards from a face mask penalty against Noel Williams, moving to the 26. The penalties were bad. The vibes were bad. And then Jalen Watson turned the tides.
Chiefs trying to bring pressure on Russ Wilson. He hangs on. He's going for neighbors in the end zone. It's going to be intercepted! Intercepted by Jalen Watson!
Mahomes' first snap from the 20 was almost picked off by Brian Burns, who was injured on the play. He did return later. A refereeing snafu led to some timeout issues, and then Mahomes' deep ball should have been a touchdown and was nearly intercepted. Smith-Schuster dropped an open first down, but a Giants penalty moved the chains. Then the explosive play of the drive.
Mahomes again, retreating deep. Here comes pressure. Moves to the right side. And Mahomes still moving to the right side now. He is going to launch it across the field long. He wants Hollywood Brown trying to come to the ball, and it's incomplete, and a flag thrown. It'll be pass interference on the Giants at the 11-yard line. Incredible. Drew Phillips was the man. Again, he's had more burns than anybody in the league in the first 2 weeks. This was shades of the jump ball last week that the Eagles caught against Trent McDuffie.
A 52-yard pass interference penalty. Remarkable. Then a 29-yard attempt from Harrison Butker.
Ariza waits for the go signal. The kick by Butker. And he got it from 29, and the Chiefs have a 9-6 lead at halftime.
The Chiefs got the ball to start the second half, hitting Hollywood for 17, Kelsey for 13 on 3rd and 3. A jet sweep to Breshard Smith picked up another first down. Pacheco followed his blockers to an 11-yard run with Smith running the motion on the very next play. Then the Chiefs got to 3rd and 3 at the 5.
City Mahomes barks out an audible. He brings Kareem Hunt in motion to him. Now he pump fakes right, throws for the end zone, and the pass is caught! Tyquan Thornton, touchdown! Kansas City, Tyquan Thornton with the TD on a 5-yard throw by Mahomes, and he threads the needle for the first Chiefs touchdown of the game.
On the first drive of the second half, Patrick Mahomes went 5 for 5 for 45 yards and a touchdown. Isaiah Pacheco had 5 carries for 24 yards, just under 5 yards per carry, and no penalties. If you're wondering why Andy Reid thought the second quarter was hard to watch, the start of the second half was much, much better. That is why. Then the Giants got near midfield, and the CEO of Sac Nation made a statement.
Checking down and long, Wilson back in there, pump faking, won't escape this time! Chris Jones fights through and sacks him back at the 44-yard line.
On 4th and 4, the Giants punted from midfield down 10. Noah Gray moved the chains on 3rd and 2. On 3rd and 1, Mahomes wasn't on the same page for a quick deep ball with Tyquan Thornton. It probably should have been a score. Not sure who that falls to, but it was close to a touchdown. Then from the 46, the Chiefs punted, and the Giants got back to the 20. Scadabo got a pass for 21. Johnson took a short pass for 10, almost getting back to the punt point in 2 plays. Then on 3rd and 6 from across midfield, Russell Wilson took a deep shot to the end zone.
Wilson retreating. They push the pocket. Wilson is going deep. Down the right side, it's going to be broken up by Brian Cook, a yard deep in the end zone.
Both Cook and Neighbors were hurt on the play, but both returned later. On 4th and 6, the Giants got the first down due to a questionable pass interference penalty on Trent McDuffie, thrown before McDuffie forced a fumble after the completion. It was a mess, but it counted for New York. Completion to Scadabo picked up another first on the next play. Then he pounded through the defense to march toward the end zone, but the defense made another play on 3rd and 4.
Scadabo had the touchdown in the first half. He's in the backfield to the right of Wilson. They fake to him. It's an RPO, and Wilson is tackled for a loss. Excellent play to the outside. George Karloftis did not bite on the RPO fake handoff to Scadabo.
Do not run those towards George Karloftis. Then Graham Gano, interestingly, trotted on and kicked through his groin injury for the short field goal to make it 16-9. And on 3rd and 6, the Chiefs needed a play.
They push the pocket. Mahomes stays in it. Launches a throw left side. It is caught at the 48-yard line. Two receivers were in the area. Juju Smith-Schuster and Tyquan Thornton were both in the neighborhood of the pass. 22 yards in the air, but that was nearly a problem. But a good concentration by Tyquan Thornton.
Thornton briefly appeared to have a 34-yard touchdown a few plays later. He couldn't secure it as he went to the ground to make the catch. Probably the end of Thornton's day, right? Wrong!
Backing up is Mahomes. Now launching long again on the left side. The pass is going to be caught at the 1-yard line. An incredible catch by Tyquan Thornton. If you don't do it the first time for 34 and a touchdown, you do it the next time for 33 yards at the 1-yard line.
Really a remarkable sequence from a guy who has done nothing but earn more faith from the team, from Mahomes, and from you. Tyquan Thornton should really be feeling like a fan favorite right about now. Then it was 1st and goal from the 1. You know who.
First down and goal to go at the Giant 1-yard line. Handoff. Kareem Hunt slams into the defender but keeps his legs driving, driving, driving. Touchdown, Kansas City.
After another questionable penalty for an unsportsmanlike against Kareem Hunt on the celebration, it was a 48-yard point after for Harrison Butker, which he missed wide left. George Karloftis got a sack. The Giants converted. Wandale Robinson reeled in a catch on 4th and 5. On 4th and goal from the 10, the Chiefs got another shot to start to wrap up the game. They forced the incompletion. There was a little bit of give and take from there on out, but ultimately, the Chiefs hold steady and take the victory 22-9.
Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus with CDOT every Monday at 4, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into the Chiefs Radio Network postgame show. I'm Joshua Briscoe. The Chiefs are victorious 22-9. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yuengling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. I want to take a brief moment and look ahead, just a smidge, not too far down the line, but now that the Chiefs have 1 win in their pocket and 2 losses to, again, what appear to be very legitimate Eagles and Chargers teams who both escaped with their short victories today. Coming up next, it's the Baltimore Ravens at Arrowhead, coming up about afternoon game 3:25 next Sunday. Then in Jacksonville, Monday Night Football against you know, say pesky Jags team, frisky perhaps, got the win today. Then it'll be another Sunday night showdown at home against the Detroit Lions in week 6. Now, after that game, Rashee Rice is eligible to return for his debut, which would be at home against the Raiders in week 7. The Chiefs offense tonight had some tough stretches and it had some nice stretches. And that's also kind of been the story of the first 3 weeks of this season. It was the story of a lot of last year's offensive struggles, battling through injuries and all of the things that plagued last year's crew that we've talked about plenty. It's going to be very, very interesting to see where the Chiefs wind up when Rice returns. Plus, you hope to see Xavier Worthy return shortly. He was, again, initially questionable for this game on Friday. Then he was ruled out yesterday and didn't travel to New York to be there for the game. So maybe Xavier Worthy gets involved coming up against Baltimore. Certainly, they're going to need all the firepower they can get for a very, very good Ravens team. But this Chiefs defense has been tested now, and it was tough in week 1, and it's been really, really nice since then. You can still ask for more from the 4-man pass rush. I think that'll continue to be a topic as this season rolls on. But a big test coming to Arrowhead next Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens, and then a couple of prime times, 2 games in a row, before Rashee Rice returns and probably brings an extra little bit of energy to where this Chiefs offense hopes to be headed. We'll take another timeout and continue to break down what the Chiefs did tonight to get that first victory of the season. They're 1-2, but it feels good to have a victory. It's the Chiefs Radio Network postgame show right here, fittingly enough, on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
The Chiefs injury report coming up now is brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same day care. You can't say that nobody missed a single play for the Chiefs today because there were a couple of brief absences, but it seemed all good in the post-game press conference from Andy Reid. Brian Cook left with what was ruled a neck injury. It was officially questionable at the time, but he returned later in the fourth quarter. Josh Simmons left early. It seemed he was on the injury report with an illness earlier this week. Maybe hydration issues. Nothing of high concern level there. So the Chiefs go to New Jersey. They get their first win on the road against the New York Giants in MetLife Stadium, and they escape pretty healthy, all things considered. That's a good day at the office. That's it for us here at the GEA Sports Desk. After the break, we go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey, Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the expressed written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club at Odyssey is prohibited.
The Kansas City Chiefs get their first victory of the 2025 season and their first ever road win against the Giants. They now have beaten every team in the NFL on the road, so we can get that taken care of and push on. Thanks tonight, with a 22-9 win, by the way, over the New York Giants. Thanks to executive producer Eric Townsend, field engineer Nate Wetmore, Steve Cook and Travis Schlinger, assistant field engineers, Derek Nestor, studio director, master control Bobby Gilliland, Nick Springer, segment producer Alex Grimes, instant replay AJ Engel, production assistant. He was awesome this week, especially. Bill Ratner, Roberta Solomon, studio announcers, Derek Nelson, our statistician tonight, flying in from Houston, Matt McMullen, the chief senior team reporter, is the spotter, Dallas Reeve, along with Phil Josephson, were the two parabolic operators. Ken Wolf, our studio engineer. Shotgun Jackson, the studio custodian. Derek O'Dell, general sales manager for sports. Lynn Greenemeyer, sales department assistant. Dan Fatino, traffic director. Joanne Blackwell, affiliate relations. Steven Spector, brand manager. J.R. Ammons, the operations manager. And at the top of the org chart, senior vice president, market manager, Roxanne Marotti. The entire staff of Odyssey brings it every week on the largest network in the National Football League. Final score, Kansas City gets its first win of the year, 22-9 over the New York Giants. Be sure to join me on the Chiefs Kingdom Show tomorrow night. We'll be in Shawnee at the Hy-Vee there, just off Shawnee Mission Parkway, and we'll have an alum this week as Mark Collins, the former Giant and former Chief, will be my guest with a short week coming up as we'll get rolling in tonight about 4 or 4:30 or so. We'll also hear from Coach Reed. That will be tomorrow night at the Hy-Vee in Shawnee. For Dan and Hughes, Josh Klingler, and Joshua Briscoe, I'm Mitch Holthus, voice of the Chiefs. Kansas City 22, the New York Giants 9. Thanks for listening on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yuengling postgame show was presented by Flight by Yuengling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA, proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Danan Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.